Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, it is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the show. The phones are open, as always. And of course, you're welcome to bring up anything you want to discuss. Oh, I didn't even know I had that lying politician playing there in your ears while I was talking. Things are a little bit hectic over here. The last now 48 hours have been very, very busy with the drama, I guess you could say, of what happened at the campaign or the speech event that was that happened two nights ago in New Hampshire.
WNUR debate, I believe it was,
Which I'm sure was just absolutely awful to watch. You and I didn't actually watch the debate.
I didn't see the debate at all, but I did. I think I did read what kind of happened in the debate a little bit. I heard some things, but
well, we
not
know
much
that,
more than that.
That the General Don Bolduc, who is the Republican candidate for U.S. Senate here in New Hampshire, used the claim that somebody had attacked him as a point that he was making in the debate. So I think
right.
He was talking about people not getting along or whatever, like the differences between Americans or
yeah,
something.
He tried to ascribe violence that occurred elsewhere to himself as if it had to occur to himself, when yeah. That just wasn't the fact.
It didn't happen.
Not happen.
Didn't happen. And and we proved it because we got into this for almost all 3 hours of this show last night. So if you want an in-depth, deep dive into this topic, then tune in to last night's show. Joa, who was the victim of Don Bolduc accused Joa of attacking him, of hitting him, but that was proven false by the video footage that came out early yesterday, or like in the middle of the night yesterday.
Okay, so not by us, but by the other co-hosts.
Well, you weren't here, but
right.
Me
neither
and
of us were.
No, I was here. You're in like a time warp, Chris. It's actually been 2 days.
Oh, it has been 2 days. Okay.
Since we had this debate.
You know what? I'm so busy with my life.
That's
I can't keep track. I don't know
crazy.
How you do it, man.
It's been crazy. So 2 days ago, there was this Senate debate. Don Bolduc accuses our friend and co-host, Joa, from Breaking the Flaw, the channel on YouTube and Odyssey, accuses him of hitting him, has the police arrest him. Now, the police saw it, so they knew he didn't hit him, so they didn't charge him with assault.
Yeah, he kept saying, he hit me repeatedly to, like, the police and or maybe media that was recording. I'm not sure. That was just crazy, you know.
Also, he was also saying it probably to activate his troops.
His troops? Yeah,
his followers.
It may have been his troops that he was sort of aiming that to.
I think he wanted the police to arrest him. And, in fact, in the video that is going to come out, it's actually up on Odyssey right now. It literally went up just moments before the show started. I haven't even been able to send the link anywhere, but if you follow the Free Keen Odyssey channel, the video is there. The third angle that had not been seen previously, so we only had like a two-angle video, which was crystal clear. That's all you needed was two angles. But in the third angle, you can see Bolduc smiling after he says he hit me. So he says he hit me at least three times. Joe says it was like four or five times, but there's at least three that are real clear in the video. So on the final time after he says he hit me, the camera pans over a little bit, and you can kind of see Don Bolduc on the right side of the screen smiling. And that's at the same time that they're going into arrest Joe. So it's like, if I had hit you, like, if you actually get hit by somebody, you're probably not going to be in a mood to smile 5 or 10 seconds later. I mean, maybe I'm going out on a limb with that one, but I feel like
the problem is, you know, he's changing what the accusation is now. Like,
he has,
and
yes.
it's interesting because he went from he hit me repeatedly and pretending to have his arm hurt apparently
Correct.
As well.
Yeah, we see that in the video.
You know, and And it's like, well, clearly from the video, you didn't have your arm injured. And
well, he did hit Joa with his arm.
He did.
So
but
he just
was
kind of like an elbow, like a reverse.
Yeah, but it was
behind him
it,
kind of
it
elbow.
Wouldn't have been like an injury of any kind.
No,
that,
it wouldn't
you know
have.
Would have had pain. No. You know, as a result of
it was, he was hamming it up for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, it was just crazy. And yeah, it's. You know how these politicians get away with lying? It's just beyond me. You would think that when a politician or you know a candidate is running for office and rallying their troops, they know they're going to have at least half a dozen cameras on them. So why would you make something up that you're going to get called out on?
I don't know. It was a really just a stupid move on his part. That said, the conservative-leaning media is not calling him out for the most part.
Yeah, that's true.
Some of the more mainstream media, they came across the video, and they have actually asked him about it. So what you said was he had changed his story. So originally it was, he hit me, and then it became, the headlines from the conservative media then became, Don Bolduc dodged a punch. So the story was then that some crazed libertarian assailant threw a punch at Bolduc, and that he dodged it, or it just grazed him, was what the statement was. And then, not quite 24 hours later, it was the noon news yesterday in New Hampshire.
And, there was and remember, the police never even charged him with any assault or anything of that nature.
Only charged with criminal trespass and disorderly conduct. So anyway, the noon news, we played this clip last night from WMUR where they interviewed Bolduc again, and he admitted that it wasn't an assault. And he said further that he thought the person might assault him, meaning Joa, our friend. He thought Joa might assault him, but if it weren't for the police being there, and then he was like, oh, I love the police, thanks to the police for their protection, blah, blah, blah. So he used it as an excuse to talk about how much he loved the police.
I'm just not buying it. I mean, I watched the guy. Now, understandably, there's different angles. I will admit that I did not get, I thought I had everything. So I was actually there and I filmed this.
Right. Most critical shot of all of them.
Oh, so, was I? Yeah. It's kind of good to know.
Yours was the only one that caught Don Bolduc elbowing Joa. Weren't able to see that.
Yeah. Well, it looks, it maybe my memory, again, sometimes when things happen, you don't remember things exactly perfectly. But as I recalled it, I thought he came and he was pointing at Joa, and saying he hit me or at least... but he was pointing at him prior to getting to the point where Joa was even interacting with him. So, if my memory is correct.
Your memory's not correct.
So
should review the video again.
You don't
even know what day it is, so you should review the footage. What happened is Joa and Bolduc converge on the same point. Bolduc is like rallying his troops, right? He's running around, he's shouting about USA, and he's putting his arms up in the air.
At what point did he make the gesture to indicate?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
So
that's
Bolduc's
the thing
rallying his troops, and he's like running up and down, and then he finally goes up to visit the people that are his supporters up by the front, up by the sidewalk.
Right, by the street.
So he goes as close up to the sidewalk as he can. Joa is on the other side of the road at that point, the road going into the school. So they're on the same quote-unquote sidewalk. But anyway, he crosses over to meet Bolduc at the point where he stops, and then he has a few words for him about how he shouldn't go to war, basically. So I think he told us last night, he said, you suck, and you shouldn't go to, don't go to war. And that's, as he's saying those words, Bolduc starts pointing him out to the police. That's when the police rush over, and then...
And that's when they have the assault, supposedly, would have occurred?
As, the police are kind of coming in, Bolduc turns around, which is, again, something you wouldn't do if you were afraid of someone, right? Like, if you thought someone was about to hit you, you wouldn't show them your back.
Okay. It sounds like you're telling me this as I remembered it. That's the thing. Like, it seemed like he was indicating for the police to come over before he got in front of Joe, and they actually had their
own. No, they were right next to one another when he indicated that the police should.
I thought he was a little bit of a distance.
Just go
and
review the footage.
He got up closer.
Yeah, I've watched it plenty of times.
I know you did. You
watched
it a million
together,
times.
Okay? So you can see it here.
I'll have to watch it again.
But the number here, if you want to join us, is 603-283-6160. So what I was saying about the noon news was he had backed off from the whole he hit me thing, and then it became, well, I thought I was going to be hit. But then apparently he did an interview with Sean Hannity after after the new news, after he'd already walked back his story, where he just allows Sean Hannity to go off and make the same old claims about him being attacked.
Okay. Yeah.
So he's been lying this whole time, changed his story, but even when he quote-unquote walked it back, he still continued to lie, claiming he had to huddle to keep himself protected from the attack that was coming, which of course never came.
This is why video is...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open and you can join us here. If you want, the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio. And you can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have waiting for you there. We have our own social media site, so you don't have to trust the big media tech corporations like Facebook and Twitter who could delete you at any moment. You can just go to social.freetalklive.com, and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there, as well as some of the hosts of the show, and you've got way more freedom to express yourself there at social.freetalklive.com. Plus, bitcoin.com is where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Just click Get Started at the top of the page. You get some useful introductory information, videos that you can watch that will clue you into some of the new concepts that you need to know about before you decide to actually put some money in and get yourself some cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Just click Get Started at the top of the page at bitcoin.com. All right, so Chris, you just reviewed your own footage.
Yeah,
probably for the first time in a couple days, right?
Oh, yeah, I definitely did. And I watched the video like quickly at one point too.
Yeah.
But you know, one of the things is when you're trying to film video, you're trying to get the right shot and make
sure
it's clear.
You don't always know what you got.
Right. And sometimes if you're paying attention to, like, I don't know, is it recording or, you know, is something else going on, you can miss a couple of seconds in there. And I think that's what happened with when I was filming is I missed it, where I confused who was where. Exactly.
There was a lot going on.
So
there was a lot
to review. Definitely closer now that I review the footage.
Right.
It was definitely more like you were saying originally and not the way I had remembered it or saw it. And not that it changes anything in any significant way, but
Joa was close to him,
but he
wasn't a threat. Joa comes up to him with his hand basically completely at his side. Maybe a little bit behind his back, not quite, but like it was visible,
but it
wasn't in any sort of a threatening posture. And his other hand has a video camera in it.
Yeah.
And you can tell there's no threat because one of the other characters, I didn't point him out in the video because he's not really that important, but the second person to kind of run up.
Yep.
So there's Joa, our co-host. There's Don Bolduc, the lying politician, or I repeat myself. Don Bolduc and Joa, they come close to one another. And then the next person to come up is Bolduc's campaign manager. And Bolduc's campaign manager is rushing over because he thinks something's going to happen, right? Like these two are on a collision course or whatever, right? But they stop. There's nothing that happens. And so the campaign manager just kind of stops. He does nothing.
Yeah.
Like, he was prepared to intervene, but he didn't have to intervene because there was nothing to intervene with. There was no violence that happened until Bolduc turns around and then elbows Joa, which is crystal clear, but you have to slow the video down and you have to zoom in a little.
You definitely have
to
watch. If you want to know for sure if something happened in most of these types of situations, you really have to watch and replay those videos repeatedly a couple times. It's interesting. I don't think I said this on air, but I actually didn't think Joa and Don had even gotten close enough to actually physically have an interaction. But
you were wrong about that.
But I was wrong about that. One of the things though, I want to give a different narrative because we're in a defensive position, the two of us.
Meaning what?
In that we're responding to what the mainstream media has reported incorrectly on this, but we've never actually, at least I, not while I've been on the show, maybe you guys did the other day, but I've never, as far as I know, we've never really talked about why the libertarians were there, because I think that's important. We've never given the libertarian narrative. Why were the libertarians there, Ian?
Well, it's because Jeremy Kaufman is the libertarian candidate for U.S. Senate, and he has been excluded from every single debate so far. And that's why.
Yeah. So you've got this narrative that, you know, the libertarians were there to disrupt, to be disruptive or something of that nature. And that's actually not why the libertarians were there at all.
Well, I mean, I don't know why each one of them were there, but the bulk of them seemed to be there to hold Jeremy Kaufman signs. And you know, there was some level of disruption going on because people shouting.
Sure. I'm not going to dispute that there were different things, but that was happening on both sides.
Yeah, by no means were the libertarians like shouting down any of the rest of these people. There were a ton of people there for Bolduc and Hassan. Like, there were dozens of, maybe they were paid to be there, but they were there.
Something else I think is important to note about the libertarians is the libertarians were actually, they were not I mean, I don't. There was nothing indicating that you couldn't participate in this event, regardless of what your political position was. However, the libertarians were actually protesting the event and on the right of way or the side of the road and the sidewalk, basically. And this is something I think that's very important to take note of, because it goes to demonstrate that nobody was trying to trespass or violate the private property rights of any other party. And I think that's important, because that's a tenet of like libertarianism. Yeah.
Well, when Joe was told to leave, because he was told to leave at some point by the head of security for the St. Anselm College, he left. As soon as he was given the order by the police to, okay, you're being trespassed, you've got to leave, he turned around and he left. And then moments later, that's when Don Bolduc came running over, and Joe just went over to him. And Joe's opinion was he was still on the sidewalk at the time, basically. Like,
yeah.
Technically, he was still on the sidewalk.
Sure, it looked like it to me.
I think that's going to be an interesting question in the trial that's going to come up. But what's more interesting about it, and what you're going to see if you watch the 20-minute version of this video that just came out at the Freekeen Odyssey, which you should wait until the end of Free Talk Live to do that. Go to video.freekeen.com. If you watch the video, you're going to see some really interesting things. Number one, there were three police officers that were on hand for security at this event, which is, you know, typical New Hampshire, right? There's 100-plus people and only three cops around. But what happened was not one of those three officers claimed to have witnessed Joa trespassing, but yet they arrested him for trespassing anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm no legal expert. I'm not a lawyer. I can't give legal advice, but correct me if I'm wrong on this, Chris. Isn't it true, in your experience, that a police officer has to witness you trespassing in order to make an arrest for trespassing?
You know, I feel like that there is something in relation to that. I don't know if... I feel like that is the case, but I don't know where that comes from. As far as like, is that precedent? Is that in the law? I don't know where that comes from.
I don't either.
I do.
But they didn't. I'll tell you that. Not one of these officers witnessed the trespass.
There was another interesting aspect of this, and that the police officers there, told me when I asked this, I don't know if I asked this quite exactly, but what they told me was that they were actually hired. So they were acting as private security. Yet they are using their policing powers to make their arrest on orders of, basically themselves.
Well, we may find out that that's still legal, right? Like, if there's
I'm not saying it was still legal. However, it is something that's interesting to note, because if you're doing something on behalf of a private party, you're making an arrest as opposed to something you witnessed and, you know, have a basis for.
There's more coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. It's going to be a really interesting case when it finally does go to court. And knowing Joa, it's going to court.
Right.
So unless they drop the charges, which they may do that too. There's more coming up here in moments. And
silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
President Joe Biden recently remarked that oil companies could face higher taxes if they don't lower the gap between wholesale and market prices. Oil company CEOs have denied unfounded allegations by Democrats that price gouging is taking place at the pump amid record profits for companies like ExxonMobil. Job Creators Network CEO Alfredo Ortiz calls out the Biden administration for waging war on American energy from day one.
We got to remember the Biden administration actually, they blamed the Putin price hike, but that was actually caused by the day one decision of declaring war on domestic energy production. Everything that we suffer right here is because of that, including this the incredible inflation we're suffering right now.
Researchers are continuing to look into a Christian monastery that was discovered in the Middle East.
An ancient Christian monastery, possibly dating as far back as the years before Islam spread, across the Arabian Peninsula.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join the show. All you gotta do is dial in the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And bring up anything that you want to discuss here. Although we are doing more on the Don Bolduc situation because it's been pretty constant.
Well, you know, it's blown up. It's blown up in the last 24 hours. So
yeah, absolutely. It's a huge story right now. I mean, it's not as big as it could be. Like, it's not as big as some things that have happened, like the Robin Hood thing. That was way, way bigger.
Yeah, that might be
years
true.
Ago when we were filling people's parking meters and pissing off the city government.
Which is really crazy that that was bigger than this.
No, it's not that crazy. That was a unique story. This is just another lying politician.
That's true.
That's not that unusual, right? A politician gets caught in a lie.
Yeah, that's shocker.
But in this case, it did involve some violence, and it did involve the politician himself actually getting, you know, his hands dirty. Like, normally they got the police to do their dirty work for him, and the police did do his dirty work. They did arrest our friend Joa two nights ago outside of the Senate debate. But Don Bolduc actually did throw an elbow at Joa. He was the first to make contact with him, even though Joa himself was in no way an actual threat. By the way, joining us now, besides Ian and Chris here in the studio, we have by remote. Is he there? I see him there.
Hey, nobody, you there?
He had previously had his headset on, but he must have taken it off. But nobody is joining us, and he should be here with us shortly. But we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. We have Bad Slave on the line. Bad Slave calling us from New Hampshire. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, I followed, I don't know if you remember the event where the guy up in, like, Center Harbor, you know, just north of Winnipesaukee up there, he has, you know, a farm up there or whatever, and some woman was you know, harassing him, and he walked out on his porch with a handgun, you know, as having already warned her that she was trespassing. Mm-hmm. I think there were, it was even posted, and she made some kind of crazy claim and got him convicted of brandishing or whatever, and so the whole trespassing thing got pretty well explained to me, and basically they have to announce if it's in that case there was actually no trespassing signs, but if there's no signs,
mm-hmm. you have to be told.
Indication that they have to be given notification,
right?
And then once you're notified, and you leave,
they have to be notified by someone who is authorized. I understand that they have to be someone who's authorized to control the property, basically authorized to give that sort of notice. So, like a typical employee may not be the right person at a company. They may have to have a manager give the notice, right. That kind of thing.
But when the cops show up, they can give proper authorization, I believe.
I understand the police cannot trespass someone unless they've been told by the property manager. That seemed to be what happened two nights ago. Was if you actually, again, the video that's just gone up at video.freekeen.com, the latest 20-minute video, you can see in there, Joa, while he's in handcuffs, gets the police to admit, he gets them to agree that until the security agent asked him to leave, until the security agent asked the police to trespass him, he was not trespassing. Even though the police wanted him to be, he wasn't.
Yeah,
right.
And it really wouldn't even have mattered, again, where he was at the time, because he wasn't on their property.
Now, that's what's going to come out in court. That's what one of the things they're going to be arguing about.
I mean, you can see from the video, he was almost in, I mean, he wasn't on the main street, but he was in the area.
In the road going into
the parking lot, right?
Right. And so, the question is, how far into that road, you know, when you turn into this parking lot, how deep into to that street is private property?
So I did just read the New Hampshire law on criminal trespassing, and it does seem to imply that you have to knowingly be, too, mm-hmm. trespassing. So, that might be another aspect of this case.
Yeah.
He couldn't have knowingly been trespassing
if he thought he was on the sidewalk.
Right. Right.
Yeah, that's another good point. Bad Slave, anything else?
So I wanted to say that the Bullduck, I think, was just looking for a counter-narrative to Paul Pelosi and what everybody's saying about that David guy that, with the hammer and all that.
Yeah.
I think that...
he was looking for the publicity.
You know, yeah, sure. That's all it was.
You know what's interesting about this whole thing, too, is even
another narrative.
Even negative publicity isn't necessarily bad for your political campaign, right? So, and I think this is also kind of, you know, it's kind of interesting, right, situation, because you know. It very well could be I don't know if this has happened either in the case of what was it? Was it Nancy Pelosi that was had violence committed? Or
it was
her husband.
Husband.
So I don't know.
Allegedly.
I'm not trying to suggest that it was fabricated by them, but it could have been, and it could have been to their benefit, right?
And this was an absolute fabrication by Don Bulldog.
Right. Now, I don't think in this case, I think he may be exploiting is the best choice of words to use an incident that wasn't maybe fabricated in and of itself by him. Joa was acting independently of him, but he utilized that incident that sort of created.
He thought, ooh, my chance. This is my chance. Hey, thanks, Bad Slave, for the call tonight. I do appreciate it. Well, let's try Nobody again. I think we may actually have him now. Nobody, are you with us?
Nobody's here.
We have him. Welcome, sir. You've been watching this incident. You weren't there personally for it a couple nights ago, but you've definitely been watching it online. You've seen the footage. Listeners that haven't seen it can just go to freekeen.com. It is the current video there, the first thing you'll see when you go to the site. You want to weigh in on this?
Well, it seemed clear to me from the video that Joe, it didn't make any contact with the five-star pussy.
It's funny too because you're not the only person who has used that terminology with this character. Another funny one has been calling him Don Smollett or Jussie Bolduc, referencing the actor who lied about being attacked a couple of years ago or a year ago or whatever it was.
Did Joe tell him this was MAGA country?
Yeah, you know it's. It's interesting. I don't know that this incident will have any negative effect on the guy, but
I think it will. I think we're already hearing, at least through the rumor mill, that some of his supporters are saying this is the final straw for them.
I think that's so. What I was about to say was I think that the libertarians, it has changed some of the libertarians' minds who were going to vote for him.
I hope so.
But I don't know.
I was considering voting for him, although I really didn't want to because I hate Maggie Hassan's guts.
Yeah.
But I have put that completely aside.
Oh, thank goodness.
You know,
libertarians should know better.
Hassan has not had any of my friends arrested personally, even though she was running the state when it happened.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that, Nobody, because it really has disappointed me how many supposed libertarians have fallen hook, line, and sinker for the oldest trick in the book, which is wasted vote syndrome.
Yep.
I mean, when you become a libertarian, the first thing you learn about, or one of the first things you learn about, at least the first election season that comes up, is this wasted vote syndrome. It's the biggest thing that it's probably the biggest roadblock beyond ballot access to third parties. Right. Is once you can get on the ballot, then you have to convince people that they should vote their conscience. That if there's an actual candidate out there that agrees with them way more than the others, that they deserve your vote. And we'll continue the discussion here because that actually there's a whole story about that we wanted to get into tonight. Over at the Liberty Block at libertyblock.com. We'll get to that, but I also have the latest Don Bolduc statements where he still is lying. And we'll talk about it coming up here. It is Free Talk.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now.
I feel better, have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Chris, and nobody joining you here. And, of course, you can bring up absolutely anything you want. And everybody's aware right now that inflation is just wasting away your savings. If you have any savings and it's in U.S. dollars, your value is going down. That is what the dollar is designed to do. It's designed to extract wealth from people who have the dollar, and they're going to keep that program going. They're going to keep it. They're going to milk it all the way to the bitter, bitter end. And there's a way that you can protect yourself. There's a historic protection against inflation, and that is, well, the most stable assets in recorded history, gold and silver. BullionMax.com can help you with that. You can buy direct from BullionMax.com without talking to a salesperson, and they ship your precious metals fully insured directly to your home. You can get their silver starter kit. So maybe you've never gotten into silver before, or maybe you've never bought from BullionMax before. It's only one per household, so it's a limited deal, but you get it at employee pricing. It's 5 ounces of the most desirable silver products, plus you get a free gold back. We've talked a lot about the gold back here since long before Bullion Max came on board. We've been huge fans of the gold back ever since we saw it. It's an amazing product, and they want you to see it in real life. It's cool to look at pictures, but it's totally a different experience to actually see it catch the light, and it's an amazing thing. So you get a free gold back. Again, one per household. Go to bullionmax.com/FTL. This is when you order their silver starter kit at employee pricing. It's bullionmax.com/FTL. So we're going to go back here to your phone calls and thoughts. And Joa, the man of the last 2 days here, we've been dominated on this topic. It has been constant. The media requests, the media interviews, the constant social media inquiries and various different debates and such going on over this. Joe, you're the man in the middle of all this. Don Bolduc attacked you 2 nights ago. He continues to lie about it, and you're on our phones now. You were with us all last night, so welcome back.
Thank you. I wanted to call just to clarify about the trespass, because I know there's some confusion on that.
I'm still a little confused about what happened there, because I don't feel like you were clear the other night when you explained it to me.
And maybe this is a way to video drop, but I'm going to premiere at 10:15 my video footage. I haven't released it yet.
Ah.
And you're going to see this head of security of the college tell me that I'm being trespassed. Mm-hmm. And then I remove myself from the property, and then...
Is that when you flipped in the bird?
No, that's the beginning when you first get there.
Oh, right? Okay.
So I haven't been trespassed at all, right, at this okay. moment. They didn't say it was like a secured area or anything like that where all the activity was going on with all the supporters, all the big signs and stuff. What happened, which is really interesting in the video, too, you're going to see the head of security actually start pushing me toward the property.
Hmm.
He puts his hands on me, starts moving me toward the property.
Wait, just to be clear, when you're saying that, are you referring to when you were in interaction with Don Bolduc, or was this before that?
Just after that, right after I walked, went up to him.
Okay.
Yeah, that's when the security came over, and he starts, like, actually putting his hands on me and pushing me toward the property.
Huh.
So I actually wasn't on the property, or, like, what Penguin, you were saying just a minute ago, is that, like, I assumed that I was in public, right? I went mm-hmm. to a public sidewalk.
You were in the right of way, I believe is what they call that. It's you're basically on the side of the road, yeah. and there's a certain amount of space between the road and somebody's private property.
There's an easement or whatever.
Yeah, easement might be the correct word. But either way, it's basically an area you can generally walk on.
Right.
You're not trespassing, and it looked to me like the law has the word knowingly in it. So even if they could try and argue, you were on private property, you weren't on private property sufficiently, even if you right. were, and certainly not to make the not to prove knowingly on it, right?
Right.
So
right, like also the police officers, one of them was like pointing down the ground, like kind of creating a line with his hand, and he's basically saying, "Don't go past us," right? Like,
mm-hmm.
and so when I went back over there, they had no problem with me, right? Only until I went up to Don Bolduc near the sidewalk, and you can see mm-hmm. the curvature in the videos, and so you know, good luck with that.
Essentially, I've got you on the line here, Joe. I've got this clip that Bill posted, Bill Barger, who was one of the camera guys. He was the guy with the third clip that is going to be in the video that is up right now over at video.freekeen.com. And he posted this. He said, last night, Don Bolduc went on the Sean Hannity show, who further promoted the lie that Bolduc was assaulted. Bolduc could have corrected the record, but preferred to play victim of political violence after falsely accusing the man of assaulting him. Now, remember, this clip was aired and presumably recorded. It looks like it was done live. It was aired last night. And this was after Bolduc had already said the same day, earlier in the day, that it wasn't an assault. He had already backed off the claims that he'd been hit, claimed, and then reclaimed that it wasn't an assault. So I'm just going to play this clip here, and we'll get your response, Joe. So here it is. Sure.
Well, that's good to see you both. Thank you both for being with us. General, first of all, a guy took a swipe at you last night. I know you served, 10?
Okay, so he could have corrected him right then, right? Like he said, well, actually, that didn't happen. But no, he just continues.
Tours of duty, I believe, in Afghanistan. You have 2 Purple Hearts, 5 Medals of Valor. You're a true American hero. I'm sure getting, somebody taking a swing at you is not unusual to you, not comfortable.
Really?
Really? I mean, I'm sorry, but I've been around other political politicians, and I can't really remember that many who I've seen somebody take a swipe at them.
Well, he's saying because he was a general, he's been in some scraps. That's what he was saying.
Oh, in Afghanistan? Oh, give me a break.
So let me go on with the rest of the clip.
On the other hand.
So here's Bolduc.
Well, thank you, Sean. It's great to be on tonight, and my best to your viewers. Well, it's just one of those things that, you have to guard against all the time. I'm thankful for the police being there to respond quickly. Certainly had some supporters that responded quickly. But, this guy identified himself quickly. We all kept a good eye on him, and I was able to react in plenty of time so that,
Plenty of time for what? React to what? All you did was you said things to him. You walked up to him and you gave him a piece of your mind.
These were literally a hired gang, okay? These police officers were working for these individuals.
They were working for the college.
For the college, right. I don't know if it was the college or the organizers, but it was one of the two. It's just crazy, man.
All right, there's just a few more seconds here.
Nothing happened, and the police reacted
nothing
plenty
happened.
Of time, and the gentleman was arrested and removed from the scene.
That's the only thing that he said that was true.
He was brought literally onto. So, Joey, you were brought onto the private property that they were supposedly trying to trespass you from, no?
Correct. Ironically, it's like you're being trespassed, and then they put cuffs on and drag me onto the property.
What do you think about what DeBolduc is saying here? I mean, he had the chance to correct the record again, but instead he goes along with Hannity's narrative and just continues telling lies.
He's just piling it on. I was like, look at, he's doubling down. And then even, guys, you got to look at Breitbart. Go look at Breitbart. They are terrible. Oh, my God. They're tripling down.
Really?
They wrote an article. They titled it, the mainstream media is ignoring the assault on Bulldog. And I'm like,
are you serious?
Yeah, me too. But yeah, like, me too. Release the video.
Mm-hmm. Ridiculous.
Oh, my God. They're tripling down on it. I never assaulted them. They just keep posting it. I even messaged them directly right away when I saw these articles. And I said, look, you need to redact this. This is not what happened. You need to watch the video on my channel. They're like, and then he didn't respond. That's
of course
it.
Not.
Done.
There's apparently
send
a...
Send them a copy of the video. Maybe they'll be stupid enough to air it without watching it and not know they're exonerating our guy.
That's another point. Go ahead.
Yeah, the problem with this is anybody who wants to be blind can be, because you do have to watch the video carefully a couple of times to pick out exactly what happened, because things happen quick. It's not like this is and fortunately I will give Ian credit here. I don't know if that's the video you're referencing, but if it is, he at least did slow it down and repeated it in the video, edited it so people could actually see what happened.
Joe, any other thoughts you want to share?
Yes, that WMUR, Jennifer Crompton, the one that interviewed me on scene, I demanded that she show your video, mm-hmm. the one that you have on Free Keen. I demanded to have that, so when they interviewed me yesterday for this, it should have been... should have been aired, your footage, to show, to exonerate me. No, they didn't do it. They refused to do it again. So I'm calling you WMUR. You are fake news.
Thank you, Joa, for the call tonight, and keep us in the loop as this develops. I know he has filed a police report against Don Bulldog, but again, whether the police are going to do anything about it still remains to be seen.
They were working for the guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't get my hopes up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.